This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
My name's Maureen Austin. I'm on the plumbing level 2 course on week 5. I live in near Sevenoaks in Kent.
Hi, Maureen.
Morning.
So, Maureen, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I've spent the last 10 years or so working in the construction industry, mainly as a buyer and scheduler, having been made redundant several times, looking for a career change for something a little bit more sustainable.
So why plumbing then? Have you always been interested in it?
I'm interested in fixing things and getting things right, and hate paying tradesmen to come round to the house to do jobs which you think, well, I could have done that better, done a nicer job.
So have you been getting any practical plumbing experience outside of your course then?
Not much at the moment. Bits and pieces around the home. Other things have been going on, so I haven't really had time to get on and sort of get myself out there. And I need to get a little bit more training under my belt first.
So you're on your practical training at the moment.
Yeah.
How are you finding that?
It's good. It's interesting. A lot to learn. Good tuition, so you know you do learn a lot in your week that you're down here, but obviously you need to pay attention and make sure that you're taking it all in.
So you're on your 5th week of practical training.
Yeah.
What have you been doing in those 5 weeks?
You start from the very, very basic, from like learning how to bend copper. I've done put a bathroom suite in, done the airing cupboard. We've done low carbon steel work, which is really interesting because it's a completely different technique, something I've never ever used before, and something you wouldn't probably use at home, but it's a skill you could take out into the workplace. And this week we're doing our sheet lead work.
What are your plans for the future then? If I had to say, where do you expect to be or want to be in a year's time, what would you say?
Working out on my own or working for somebody else, with somebody else who's got more plumbing experience than myself, so I can keep learning and gaining new skills as I'm going along.
You mentioned earlier you worked in the construction industry before and then you decided to retrain. What tips or advice would you give to someone who wants to do what you're doing and retrain as a plumber?
If you feel it's right for you, go for it. But you've got to put yourself into it and dedicate yourself to it. It's not like a hobby where you think, oh, I'll have a go at making something, and if it doesn't matter, I'll put it back in the cupboard out of the way. Because you're investing time and money, go for it, but you know, make the effort and do it to the best of your abilities, because at the end of the day there's a career out of it. It's not a hobby where you think, well, if somebody likes it they might buy something off you, but if it doesn't happen don't worry about it. It's something, you know, you can build on, you can make a career and maybe encourage other members of your family or friends to do it as well. But, you know, go for it. If you want to do it, do it. It's like everything else. If you're in charge of your own destiny.
What would you say your favourite part of the course has been so far?
Just all the practical work, because you're actually doing something rather than... The study's good, but putting the theory into practice has been the good part of it, because it's all right reading about it, but actually doing it gives you a bit more satisfaction, because you learn something and then you think, oh yeah, I can do that. I've learnt that and I've done it now.
That's great, Maureen. Thank you for joining us.
Okay.
You have been listening to another podcast from Train for Trade Skills Radio. For more information, please visit www.trainfortradeskills.com.